Ah, by Ceredigion, Cardigan Bay. You just can't beat a bit of wonderful Welsh wildlife. And I'm really swimming in it here. Surrounded by dolphins, lobsters, seahorses, jellyfish, maybe even a shark or two. Feels like I'm forgetting someone. Oh yeah, I forgot about myself. The seal. Ah, it's another boat tour. I do like seeing those happy humans out enjoying themselves. Except when they keep making seal puns. You really sealed the deal when you fed that seal. You've got their seal of approval now. Why do they find words that sound like other words so funny? I'll never understand. What's this? That small human doesn't sound so happy. I wonder what's happened. Let's swim a bit closer and see if I can hear anything.
I was helping my brother with his latest invention and dropped my honorary wildlife badge in the sea. I worked so hard to get it.
Oh no, not a lost wildlife badge. I'd be distraught if I'd lost one of those. Luckily, I know exactly who to call to save the day.
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands, to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
It'll probably take them a while to get you. Maybe I'll have time for a nice nap on my favourite rock.
Did someone call for Ranger Ray? I'm here with Beaver and Deer.
And Roxy.
To save the day.
Wow, you really got here in super speedy fashion.
Well, that's what you get when you request the help of me, Super Beaver.
I believe I did most of the super speedy stuff. Pleased to meet you, Seal. My name is Deer.
Now that we've introduced ourselves...
Oh! So you're Roxy, the new ranger? I've heard so much about you. Is it true you can understand animals too?
No, I'm afraid not. I can't understand a word you're saying.
Oh, that's a pity.
It is. It really, really is.
Hey, wait a minute. If you can't understand animals... How did you understand me asking you if you could understand animals?
That joke works every time.
Hey, Seal, so you've heard of us, is that right?
Yeah, sure have.
And you like the work we do?
Like? I love the work you do. You're the Wildlifers. Everybody loves the work you do.
So you could say we've got your seal of...
Please don't say seal of approval.
Oh, well, why not?
Do you have any idea how many times I've had to listen to humans make that joke? I am so tired of it. All of us seals are, in fact. If I hear one more seal pun, I think I'm going to flip out.
You mean flipper out?
Oh.
So, Seal, what do you need our help with?
A young lad on one of the boats dropped his honorary wildlife badge in the sea.
Oh no, he'll be so upset. When I was an honorary wildlifer, that badge meant everything to me.
And where did he drop it, exactly?
Well, that's the thing. None of us saw where he dropped it, so it could be anywhere, really.
We'll have to ask about. Seal, do you know any local animals who might be able to help?
Lobster might be able to tell us where the badge fell in. Only one teeny problem, though.
What's that?
Lobster has no vocal cords, so it'll be tricky getting any words out of them.
They can do sign language with their claws, though.
I know how to read sign language.
Then why didn't you say so? Let's go liaise with Lobster.
Psst, Roxy, what's Lobster saying?
Lobster says that they were out for their morning walk along the seabed when suddenly they got their leg caught under a rock.
Oh no.
Don't worry, it happens all the time.
So while Lobster was trying to pull themselves free, they saw something shiny land in the sand a few metres away.
That must be the Wildlifer badge.
Lobster didn't know what it was at the time, but says it probably was the badge, all right.
But how did they get free from the rock?
Lobster says that after struggling for a while, they simply detached their leg and swam to the surface.
Detached their leg? Oh my.
Don't worry, happens all the time.
Are you really saying that lobsters detach their own legs all the time?
No, of course not. They can detach their claws and tails too.
But what happens then?
Lobster says that after they detach a leg, or a claw, or any limb, they just grow one back.
grow their leg back?
Don't worry, happens all the time.
But that's like a superpower. Any animal that can grow a body part like that should be leader of the Wildlifers for sure.
I don't suppose you've noticed my antlers growing back on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. Never mind all that any animal that can grow a body part like that should be the leader of the Wildlifers talk, dear. I was just joking.
I'm sure you were.
Come on, gang, let's go see if we can find this badge.
But how? I can hardly be your transport underwater, now can I?
That's a good point, dear.
Hold on. Humans ride horses, don't they?
Yep.
Just as I thought. I know someone who might be able to help.
Ah, I appreciate you coming to me, Seal, but I'm afraid I'm not that kind of horse. I'm a seahorse, you see.
I see. So what's the difference between a seahorse and a regular horse?
Well, let's see. Your standard land horse is about 6 feet tall, whereas I'm 25 centimetres.
Of course.
And there's the fact that land horses live on land, and we seahorses live in the sea.
Fair enough. Just an idea.
Thanks for thinking of me anyway. Who else do we know who could swim down here? They would need super swimming skills.
Well, who could you possibly be talking about?
And they'd have to be able to hold their breath for a super long time.
Does 15 minutes sound like a super enough time for you?
And finally,
I think we all know you're looking for the assistance of super...
They would need super eyesight to find the badge.
Well, I can't help you there. Us beavers aren't blessed with the best eyesight.
Excuse me. Are you Ranger Ray and Ranger Roxy?
That's us.
How can we help you?
My name is Luca, and this is my little brother Max. He dropped his honorary wildlifer badge in the sea earlier when he was helping me with my latest invention.
Ooh, what sort of things do you invent? Anything that could help us out?
Well, let's see. Here's a device that can tell you what sort of mood you're in. Let's try it on Beaver.
Well, I guess I am a little cranky about the eyesight thing.
Here's a scanner that can tell you if something is a land horse or a seahorse.
Scanning, scanning, scanning. Seahorse detected.
Wow, it works.
Aha, here's what I was looking for. These underwater goggles help enhance the eyesight of anyone who wears them.
With goggles like these, I'll be unstoppable. Hey, check my mood now.
Wow, and you've invented these all by yourself.
Yep, I love taking gadgets and gizmos apart and then putting them back together. It's the best way to learn how to invent stuff.
Well, you might be a handy friend to have around on our adventures. So what do you say, Beaver? Are you ready to... Beaver? Beaver, where did they go?
Already gone to save the day by the sound of things.
Whoa, look at me go. I'm Super Beaver with supervision. That Luca is a great inventor. Now, to look for that badge. It really is very nice around here. Such a lovely, safe, pleasant view. Uh-oh. What's that swimming towards me? Didn't Seal say there were sharks around here earlier? Oh, no. Oh, and it's swimming right towards me.
Hello, Beaver. How are you?
Ah, basking shark. So good to see you. I'm doing great. I'm looking for a badge a poor human child lost earlier.
And what sort of goggles are you wearing?
An inventor named Luca invented them. They help me see better underwater.
Ooh. Well, good luck with that. I'd love to help, but I'm too busy stuffing my big basking belly with plankton.
Enjoy. Now, let's turn the power up on these goggles and see if I can spot that badge. Aha! I think I see something shiny over there. Let's see. It is the badge! Super Beaver has saved the day once again. And now, just to pick it up and...
Hey, that's my badge! Back off!
Who are you? What are you?
Haven't you ever seen a sea sponge before?
No.
Well, now you have.
So... You're just sort of like a sponge, but in the sea.
Just sort of like a sponge? Listen, mate, why don't you leave me and my badge alone?
But you don't understand. That badge belongs to a boy on the land, and he's very upset.
It's my badge. It landed on my head, just like the rest of my treasures.
Treasures?
All sorts of treasures land beside me, like this thing here. I bet it was a scepter belonging to the king of the lost city of Atlantis.
That's a spoon.
You leave my treasures alone. I'm not giving up this honorary wildlife a badge for nothing.
What if I could get you a real, full wildlife a badge?
How could you do that?
Because I'm Super Beaver, the wildlifer.
Really? I should have known when I saw you doing such super speedy swimming.
Oh, shucks, thank you.
In that case, you can have the badge.
Thank you so much. You've made a young boy very happy.
But I want that full wildlife a badge. I'm basically a member of the team now, aren't I?
Yeah, I suppose you are.
Wahoo! Sea Sponge the Wildlifer, here to help anybody who needs, it might be tricky to help anyone, and actually, because the thing is, I can't move.
Right. Well, we'll have to come back to that. I have to get this badge back to its owner. Super Beaver, away!
And then I also invented this hammer that squirts a little bit of perfume out every time you hammer a nail.
Wow, that's amazing.
Don't worry, we'll have your badge back soon.
Super Beaver's back with a badge.
Beaver, you did it.
My badge.
Jolly good show, Beaver.
Did my invention help?
It sure did. I couldn't have done it without your help. Well, I mean, maybe I could have, but it would have been very close.
Thanks so much for your help, Luca. I'm sure we'll see you again soon. You just never know when we'll need a new invention.
Thank you for finding my little brother's badge. He'll be able to enjoy the rest of the trip now.
Now, should we get moving?
Oh, you have to go?
Unless there's any unfinished business, I think we should.
It was so nice meeting you all. I can't wait to tell everybody I saw the wildlife as in action.
Oh, that reminds me. I sort of promised someone a wildlifer badge.
You mean an honorary wildlifer badge?
That wasn't going to do it. We'll need a full one.
Who's it for?
A sponge.
A sponge?
A sea sponge. Really helped me out down there, so I said they could join the team. They can't move or anything, so I guess we just fill them in on our adventures every now and again.
All right, Beaver, but next time let's try to solve our problems without handing out any new wildlifer badges. Now, anyone for a swim before we go?
Uh-oh, what's that?
It's swimming right this way.
Just when we thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Hello, everybody.
It's just Basking Shark.
That's right, it's just me.
Hooray!
Yay!
But it sounds like another animal needs our help.
Come on, wildlifers, time to go.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wild.